Good Friday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Jake Sherman. We're kicking off the morning with a few midterm nuggets. Amy McGrath, a candidate in Kentucky, is putting up her closing ad, Investment, which was cut by Mark Putnam. The ad features McGrath, a former fighter pilot, looking directly into the camera with a plane in the background. She says, "It probably won't surprise you. I don't always agree with the president, but he was elected under our Constitution that I risked my life to protect." Democrats believe McGrath, who's running against Andy Barr, has shown a path for how to run in a district that favors Republicans. And this ad, they say, exemplifies how Democrats in red districts should deal with Trump.
And we've got some big fundraising numbers to report. House Majority PAC, the House Dem Super PAC, disclosed its $20 million from Mike Bloomberg. But it also got $1 million from Haim Saban and $600,000 from Steven Spielberg. Senate Leadership Fund, the GOP Super PAC, got $3 million from Blackstone Group's Stephen Schwarzman, $2 million from Charles Schwab, and $1 million from Paul Singer. The Congressional Leadership Fund got $6 million from Charles Schwab and his wife and $1.5 million from Steven Schwarzman.
George Scott, the Democrat running against Scott Perry, the Freedom Caucus stalwart, raised $370,000 between October 1 and October 17th. That's more than Perry raised in the entire third quarter. Beto O'Rourke raked in $8.4 million between October 1 and October 17. He has $10.3 million on hand. Our colleague Maggie Severance is reporting that Heidi Heitkamp raised more than $12 million in early October.
Alex Eisenstadt scoops that the president is concerned about Florida and is now planning to return there at least twice before the election. And here's the latest on the mail bombs. The AP is reporting that investigators are focused on Florida, where it appears some of the bombs were mailed.
Dan Diamond scoops that HHS has failed to include at least 14 migrant children in its count of minors who officials separated from their families at the border. Our colleagues Ted Hessen, Nancy Cook, and Andrew Restuccio report that the White House is weighing controversial executive actions to block the migrant caravan at the border.
Foreign Policy has a story up on how White House National Security Advisor John Bolton and his deputy are trying to oust Defense Secretary Jim Mattis through a whisper campaign. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Friday. The president will speak at the 2018 Young Black Leadership Summit at 11:45 in the East Room. He's having lunch with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo at 1, and then Trump will leave the White House en route to Charlotte, North Carolina around 4:30. He is hosting a 7 p.m. political rally at Bojangles Coliseum before returning to Washington. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.